Welcome to the weekly brief Parsha Shir that we're doing through the summer. This week's Parsha is Parsha Miketz. I actually want to focus more on Hanukkah, but let me begin with the connection to the idea of Hanukkah and the Parsha of the week. So this Parsha of the week is about Yosef rising to power. So Paro has dreams, and then he cannot find an interpretation. The butler remembers that Yosef is languishing in jail, tells Paro about him. He's taken out of jail, and within a very short time, he is promoted to the viceroy of Egypt, helping Paro execute the plan and preparing Egypt for the years of plenty and the years of famine. One of the powers of this story is how Yosef was languishing in jail. The Sarah Mashkin, the butler, had forgotten about him. But Derech HaTeva, in the natural order of things, he was cut off from his family, he was isolated. He kind of would have ended up languishing there forever because no one was thinking about him. And then within minutes, he's taken out of there and becomes not only free, but becomes the viceroy of Egypt. This concept of the deepest darkness suddenly transforming to an amazing light is actually the very theme of Hanukkah, which is the connection between the Parsha and Hanukkah. So there's a theme with Hanukkah that we see runs through many of the halachas of Hanukkah, that the power of the mitzvah of Hanukkah seems to be more powerful than your average mitzvah. Let's begin with the first concept. The halacha is that when you light Hanukkah candles by the door, so we paskin, according to the way the Gemara explains it to us, that we light the mezuzahs on the right and the Hanukkah candles on the left. Reason being, because then when someone passes through the doorway, he is surrounded with mitzvahs. But here comes an interesting idea that suddenly Hanukkah, the mitzvah of Hanukkah candles becomes very different to all the other mitzvahs that we do. We have in Yiddishkeit and in Halacha, we have an incredible emphasis on the right. We always do things with our right. We put on our right shoe first. We dress ourselves with our right sleeve first. Mitzvahs, for sure, when we do a mitzvah, we always hold the main part of the mitzvah with our right. Give tzedakah with our right hand, if we're right-handed, of course. We hold the kiddush cup with our right. We start washing hands with our right hand first. There's a tremendous emphasis on the right versus the left. And suddenly with Hanukkah goes on the left side. So it becomes a unique mitzvah. Why is this? So what is the idea that every mitzvah needs to be done with the right, or we place things on the right-hand side and so on? Because right represents chesed. Chesed is revelation. Chesed is gilui, is oir, is light. Mitzvahs are able to elevate objects. Mitzvahs elevate parchment when you turn it into a mezuzah. Mitzvahs elevate a Shabbos candle. Mitzvahs elevate other mundane things that are part of this world, but it only elevates things that are susceptible to elevation, which means that they are prone to have some light within them already. The example of this is that we do not eat things which are treif. Why? Because treif belong to the world of gevura, not chesed. Gevura is din, is justice, which also in Kabbalah is the idea of tzimtzum, concealing the light of Hashem. In treif and in forbidden experiences, the shechina, the divine spark, is so hidden that we're not able to extract it, we're not able to expose, we're not able to elevate the darkness in that side, and therefore we land up with a prohibition to engage. So we're not allowed to eat treif, we're not allowed to eat we're not allowed to do things that are prohibited and forbidden and so on. Because these are areas, these are foods, these are objects, or these are experiences which don't have the ability to be elevated, and therefore we have to stay away from them. The only connection, the only purpose they have is to stay away from them and reject them, so to speak. So That's the idea. That's why most mitzvahs are done with the right hand, because, or placed on the right side, because mitzvahs are means and tools to engage, elevate, refine something which has already some light in it. Something which is totally dark, cannot really be elevated, and therefore is rejected. Here enter Hanukkah candles. Hanukkah candles has the ability to illuminate and to bring light even to something that is very dark. which is why Chanukah candles on the left. The power of Chanukah candles transcends the power of most mitzvahs. Chanukah candles has the ability to come down and to engage even in something which is completely dark and to illuminate it. This is symbolized in another two halachas. We know that Chanukah candles comes to remember the candles in the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash, yet the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash actually kindled during daytime, towards the end of the day, whereas Chanukah candles is dafka after it gets dark. Same idea, because Chanukah candles has the power to elevate darkness, to elevate, to uplift, and to bring light even into darkness. That's why also the idea of Chanukah candles, okay, today we publicize the miracle more inside the house, but the core of the Chanukah mitzvah is Pesach Beisoy Mibachutz, to put it on the door facing the outside. Pnim, inside the house, is a symbol of Kedusha. Outside the house is a symbol of beyond the borders of Kedusha, the idea of darkness. Chanukah candles has a power to illuminate the night and to illuminate the outside. So this is the idea of Chanukah candles. And what's the lesson? The lesson is, especially during Chanukah, that sometimes we might be down in the dumps, we might be really far gone, we might be really in a dark space, almost to the point of giving up hope, because in truth, when you're in that kind of darkness, the regular routine of what we would normally do to be elevated and inspired does not work. When it comes to Chanukah, we realize that there's things which are beyond the regular routine. Just like the Yidden had Mesiras Nefesh, they had self-sacrifice during the story of Chanukah, which eventually allowed them to find that one jug of oil. We too, when we try very hard, especially during Chanukah, we're able to, even in the darkest of the dark, to reveal that little oil that we have within ourselves, the Kedusha, the holiness which is there, which is hidden, and to be transformed, just like Yosef was in the Parsha, to be transformed to a very high Madrega very, very quickly. This, just to add one more idea, this is also what the Chazal tell us, that although Chanukah candles lit under up until 20 amos is kosher, but the real mitzvah is to try and place them below 10 amos, below 10 tefachim, sorry, which is like a meter below. So some of the Mefarshim explain, because the Gemara says that the Shechina, Me'olam lo yorda Shechina lemata ma'asar tefachim, the Shechina never came down lower than 10 tefachim. In other words, lower than 10 tefachim symbolizes a place where the Shechina doesn't come. Chanukah candles has the power to bring the Shechina and to illuminate even lower than 10 tefachim. So this is the power of Chanukah, and this is the connection to the Parsha. I wish everyone a Chanukah Sameach, a friendly little Chanukah, and a wonderful Shabbos.